Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Femi Olaniyo podcast. My name is Femi Olaniyo, and today guys, I'm going to be talking about investing your money. First of all, if you are new to my episode or my podcast, make sure you subscribe to my podcast. I drop content on personal finance, savings, investment, productivity, and lifestyle. So make sure you subscribe to my podcast. And if you are using Apple Podcasts, make sure you rate my podcast, give it any kind of rating, but let me get 5-star. So guys, today I'm going to be talking about investing your money. Now, what does it mean to invest your money? Now, investing your money means you putting your money into a kind of asset, and then if the value of the asset goes up, then the value of your money too will go up. And also guys, just like planting your money, and then you see your money growing and growing, and then your money starts working for you and not you working for your money. Now, what are the importance of investing your money? Now, let me use myself as an example. Now, you know, I started investing my money in 2019. Yes, January or I think February, early 2019. No, at first I was saving my money. I'm this kind of person that I love to save money. I really, really love to save money. While I was in secondary school, 100 level, now I was saving money. I was saving money in Kolo. I was saving money in Piggyvest. I was using CurryWise and all of this. I was saving money, and it was really, really helping me. So I really wanted to, you know, start investing my money. You know, I was like, okay, I really need something that will be that can make my money work for me. So I started investing my money in crypto. From there, I moved to stock market, and there I started investing in mutual funds. So I was investing in those three things, and even crowdfunding. Now, what have I gained from all these investment? You know, when I started investing my money in 2019, I didn't know that there will be a time these things will help me, that my money will start working for me, that even when I find it hard to make money, I can still have money somewhere. You know, the lockdown came in 2020, and a lot of people lost their jobs, a lot of lost their sources of income, a lot of people actually were broke. But to be honest guys, I wasn't broke. Throughout the lockdown, I wasn't broke. I was even having money to even purchase equipment for my podcast, for my YouTube, and all of those things, to even cater for myself. I even afford to buy airtime and data connection during the lockdown. This was because I invested my money in 2019, and I have saved a lot of money. So investing your money for a long term will really, really help you guys. Don't just invest your money in January 2021 and then March 2021 you say you're no more investing because you've made, let's say, 5% on your investment. No, just imagine you leaving that investment from January to December 2021. That's 1 year. You're going to make a lot of profit from this investment. Now, in this video, guys, in this episode, guys, I will be sharing with you some investments that you can do. You know, a lot of people ask me, how can I invest my money? I want to invest my money and all of those things. Now, some of these investments I'm going to be mentioning in this episode, there are some you can afford and some you cannot afford. So just pick the one that you can afford and the one you are okay with. But guys, make your research before investing in anything. I always say that, whether in my episode, in my podcast or YouTube channel, I always say it, make your research before investing in anything. Now, the number one investment I will advise you to do if you can afford it is real estate. Now, real estate is just like you acquiring a landed property, or even acquire the land and then you rent it out to people, or you acquire a property and then you sell it out to people. It can also be by you, let's say for example, you buy an old house and then you furnish it and then you sell it at a higher price. There are different ways to get involved in real estate. Or maybe you can also invest in REIT. That was real estate investment trust, if I'm correct. Real estate investment trust companies. This is just like you giving out your money to these companies, and then they help you invest your money in real estate. They will help you do the work, and then they will just give you your investment and your interest, maybe at the end of a particular, maybe a year or some months, and then they give you your interest. If you want to invest in REIT, you can use Trove app. Just check the link in the episode description below. Now, another investment that you can do, number one is real estate. Another investment you can do is stock market. Now, stock market is a long-term investment. Stock market is not the kind of investment you invest now and then you say, okay, next 2 months, I want to make sure I have 100% profit. No. If you're the kind of person, stay away from stock market. No, honestly, stay away from stock market. When I wanted to start investing in stock market, I realized that this is something that you have to wait for a long time before you can make profit. Now, you can start making profit in after 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, 12 months. But if you really want to make enough profit, like reasonable amount of profit, then you should be waiting for like years, what, 2 to 3, 5 years, and be investing your money. But make sure you're investing in the right companies. Now, a lot of people find it hard to know which kind of company should I invest in, which kind of company should I buy shares from. But I have a video on my YouTube channel where I talked about stock market for beginners. So if you are thinking of investing in stock market, I'll drop the link in the show description or in the episode description below. So you can just check it out and then you watch the video. I talked about everything you need to know about stock market if you are a beginner. And also if you are finding it hard, you can just message me on Instagram or Twitter at Femi Olaniyan John. That's the second one. The third investment you can do is to invest in cryptocurrencies. Now, you know, when I tell a lot of people to invest in cryptocurrencies now, they will say, man, it's too late. Crypto has really gone up. I can't invest in cryptocurrencies. Again, now, also myself, when I started investing in cryptocurrencies in 2019, you know, I was telling myself then that, okay, I'm already too late. If I start investing, I'm going to lose my money. But I still invested in it. And look at me today now. I can still say, man, I'm grateful to myself that I invested in cryptocurrencies. And also, if you are thinking of investing in cryptocurrencies and you're saying, oh man, because it's too late, you don't want to invest in it, then you should not think about that. You can just start investing right now. Crypto still has a long way to go. You can make money different ways in cryptocurrencies, by trading, by buying, by staking. There are different ways you can make money with crypto. So that's the third kind of investment that I advise you to do, cryptocurrencies. Let me just do a recap. The first one is real estate. The second one is stock market. The third one is crypto. Now, the fourth one is mutual funds. Now, what does it mean to invest in mutual funds? This is all like a group of people coming together, bringing their money together, and they give it to an investment manager. And then that investment manager will invest their money into something that they will be aware of. And then at the end of, let's say, a year or 2 years, or as agreed between you and the investment manager, you're going to collect your investment interest, your ROI on your investment. And that is one way you can invest your money. There are different platforms that allow you to invest in mutual funds. I know of CarWise, I know of Piggyvest, I know of different platforms, like there are different that you can see online. Now, another kind of investment that you can do, which is very, very important, this one is very, very important, is to invest in yourself. Now, this is one kind of investment that I always advise people to do. If you're the kind of person that you don't have money, like that big money that you want to invest, the first thing you should do is invest in yourself. Now, how can you invest in yourself? There are various ways, like a lot of ways you can invest in yourself. Number one is to maybe learn skills. You can learn different skills that can help you to make money, or you can just improve on your skills. Let's say you have a particular skill, you can just improve on it so you can be an expert or a pro. Another way you can invest in yourself is to read books. Now, for example, let's say you are kind of person that is interested in personal finance or knowledge, you can just try to get books on any topic you're interested in and try to read. Now, when I got interested in personal finance, that's when I started reading Think and Grow Rich, How to Influence People, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Rules of Wealth, those kind of books. And then I've been really gaining a lot, and it has shown that I've really invested in myself. Another way is to have a mentor. You can have someone that can be mentoring you in anything you are doing so that the person can guide you. And make sure that your mentor is someone who has done what you want to do. So these are different ways you can invest your money. Let me just add an extra investment. One is food production. You know, a lot of people are eating food. You can try to invest your money into food production. If you're the kind of person that you know a lot about food production, or let's say agriculture, you can try to get a farm and try to, you know, cultivate things and start producing food. A lot of people eat every day. Everybody will buy food. If your food is finished, you still buy food. So you can be among those people that can be producing food in this particular country. Another one is to invest in the fashion industry. A lot of people are going into fashion. A lot of people are, you know, people are wearing clothes. People still continue to wear clothes. People continue to wear glasses, perfumes, wristwatches, those fashion accessories and those fashion items. So you can actually decide to invest in fashion, you know. But make sure that you actually make your research for investing in any of these investments that I have said. But if you have, let's say you have problems investing in, let's say, crypto, stock market, and all of that, you can just message me on Instagram and Twitter. Don't forget, guys. And thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you for subscribing to my podcast. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends. Let your friends also know how they can invest their money. It is really, really important that you start investing your money at a very, very young age. It's not that when you get to your 30s, your 40s, and you'll be regretting that you didn't invest your money. So thank you for listening to this episode. I'll see you in my next episode next week, Sunday. I love you guys. Bye.